The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for news or nope. Do we know which? Let's take a vote in the. Who wants to hear which one? You want to hear the singy one or the drama one?
I like the drama one. That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Tia? Yeah. I like singing along to the old one, but I like the feeling it gives. The new one gives me. It makes like this.
All right, so for today, it's this one.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to News or Nope. Tonight's headline, Slacker's car is in good hands because thieves are passing on EVs. Electric vehicles are not being stolen. All right, yeah. I think
way to buy your way in.
Yeah.
Come on. You're adjacent to a Tesla, aren't you?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Oh, yours is electric?
No. My sister bought one.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But
yeah. You're in one sometimes, right?
Yeah, I'm never allowed to drive it.
Why not?
Because I'm a terrible driver.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Only 1 out of 100,000 Tesla 3s are stolen.
Yeah, suck it, gas cars.
50 out of 100,000, like, normally.
Really?
Yeah, I think it probably has to be. If you're stealing a car, you don't want to have to go plug it in somewhere and leave it sitting. Like, you want to probably keep it moving.
Or the other thing is, I think I can shut my car down from my app. Whereas you can't do that. From
but
a
that's
regular
just with
thing.
Teslas, right? Like if you have a different EV.
I don't know.
They probably don't
Why
have
Why would
apps?
I buy an inferior EV?
Because EVs are just cool in
no,
general.
No, they are dope now. I saw commercials for like the Ioniq or whatever.
The Ioniq 5. They're
that
sick.
Looks kind
of
sick.
It does. It reminds me of a disco ball and I want one.
Yeah, there was like 4 of them in the parking lot
They're
today.
So
I noticed
cool.
when I came in. Yeah. Yeah, because I almost hit one, and then I parked next to one. They almost hit me. Let's not get into it.
My God, you're the worst. I think I put the seal of approval on the Ioniq or whatever for you. It feels like your car.
Well, I just bought a car.
Yeah, that's gonna, true, man. Okay. So right, we're a disposable society, Aaron.
Well, EVs are not stolen. Do you want to know what the most stolen car on the list is?
Honda Civic.
No, actually.
No,
it was when I owned one.
It's a Hyundai Santa Fe.
This says the most stolen is a Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat. And then 3 other Dodge vehicles are on the list after
so
it.
The Hellcat is like probably an expensive one, and it's like Fast and the Furious. People are stealing it because it's like they can flip it for bunches of money on the black market.
Yeah, probably. But the Tesla, they'll just get turned off in the park and then have to walk anyway.
Yeah, literally. I think I can just be like, no, stop. Or summon it and come back.
It's like stealing a credit card. You're like, I'm just going to deactivate it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got 6 minutes. Do the best you can, I guess.
When was the last time you had your credit card stolen? Because it took me a while to figure it out. And they went in and they like did like the... They did the water test at McDonald's. Like they got a Happy Meal.
Oh, just like
they
a
just
small
got a
item?
Little thing. And then they went to like the next restaurant over and went ape.
Really?
They went ham, yeah. Because I dropped it at a Broncos game. Anyway, sorry.
Oh,
yikes.
Bud.
Ugh.
All right, do you want to go? Oh, do you want... Here, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mine doesn't need that, because I do... I feel really bad about this next story.
Oh, God, no. What?
What's left of Frankie Valli is still performing, and
oh,
it needs
God.
To...
Oh, my God. News, 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 news. You...
He needs to not...
You...
Cherry baby!
I know this is a news story today, but I want everyone to understand, Aaron... is a beat reporter, and she was on this before. Like, you were on this days ago.
Yeah,
you were
I sent
in
you
this
guys
rap.
A video.
I didn't watch, I didn't click on it. I mean, I clicked on it, but the sound wasn't playing because...
They're playing, there's stuff playing.
So it's, he's faking it. He's 900
sure.
years old.
Yeah. And just, he doesn't blink. He honestly looks like an animatronic, and it's just like,
are
let
we sure
him
it's
rest.
Not an animatronic?
Yeah.
How can we be sure?
I don't know.
So he just goes
right,
out
have
there.
Have we checked the Hall of Presidents at Disney World? Are they missing
oh
one
God.
Or anything?
That thing scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
It does, but it's got air conditioning. So it's a
oh,
good
it
when you're
the
there.
Oh, it is the one that get you to go in there because it's the only place cool.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Except it's the least
cool,
cool place. No, it's okay.
Okay.
So is the working theory that it is an animatronic? What drug you to the rabbit hole?
TikTok. It just came up because it used to be the one guy from the Goonies and like his performances. I forgot his name.
Corey Feldman.
Yes. And now everyone is like, whoa, 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 Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli
hold
for
on.
The win. Can we? I know it's not my place to bring up stories of like the news of the day or whatever, but speaking of Frankie Valli being dead, but still like with a like a robot up his butt, three big deaths. Like
recently. Oh my gosh. Like everyone needs to stay inside or something.
Like Beverly Hills Cop guy is probably the least of them.
Yeah.
I'm such a terrible person that I don't remember their names.
Maggie
from Harry Potter
name?
And
Smith. Yeah.
And from and who was the third one? Oh, Kris Kristofferson.
Bud, there's someone else.
Kris Kristofferson is huge. Do you understand that he's the Bradley Cooper for my mom. Like, my mom loved that version of A Star is Born, and he's just got this, if you look at him, it looks like what Bradley Cooper will grow up to look like.
Really?
Yeah, I see it.
I don't know much about Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, he was 88.
And he was like a Rhodes Scholar or something. I don't know what that means, but my mom was always impressed with that.
There was
who's another one?
Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I think today.
Today.
How old was he?
He was
58.
Yeah, 58. Not that old, but he had brain cancer, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an icon. The finger wag. I mean, people do that in sports. They don't even know that it
Here's
came from
the
him.
Deal.
But,
like, I was obviously in Denver when he was here. He never got to win a championship, which is just a bummer. Mm-hmm. But like they would paint the sides, some of the brick buildings downtown that they do murals on, they had Dikembe on one of them, and it was like almost scale. I mean, that dude was, he was so... big, but I just remember I was on a trip one time, like in Boston or somewhere, and he was on a cereal commercial, or it was like a grocery store commercial where people try to put stuff in there.
And he would block
and he
it
would
and
swat
like,
him and then do the finger wag.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and other people I was with was like, oh, that's so funny. I was like, you know who I didn't realize I'm such a sheltered dude. I thought he was only famous in Denver because the Nuggets sucked back then.
Oh, no.
So I didn't realize people in other markets
knew of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played on the Hawks, the Rockets, the 76ers.
I thought he was only a Nugget.
No.
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he was like, he came up with Jordan. And I remember because there's an iconic play where Jordan dunked on him and then Jordan gave him the finger wag.
No!
Even I knew about that.
You did?
Yeah.
So who's I don't want to judge him, but like Maggie, I think hurt me the most.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Because then somebody put a meme up with Maggie Snape.
Yeah.
And
both Dumbledores.
And yes. And it was just
that
like
hurt.
The sad face.
Wands up.
I like that.
Does anybody have a happy story to end this thing on?
Yeah. Good. Congratulations are in order for Colorado native Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo. He bought a house in L.A., and it used to belong to someone famous.
No.
Is this a nope for you?
Yes.
I read the story, and I forgot who it is. So
Who's
I have
the famous to, person? Don't I you want to know?
Oh, my God. If isn't we can get it, we can
to,
say nope.
Isn't okay. it killing you to
get
not
it together,
know?
No, I do know it.
I got it. I think 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 he's got a show on Apple TV right now with the guy he does all of his movies with. Ocean's 11. Not Brad Pitt.
I haven't seen Ocean's 11. I don't know who else is in it.
It's news. It's news.
It's George Clooney.
Oh, yes.
And nope.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.